So the book that we read last time round, and you'll be delighted to hear, I actually did get round to reading it, and I really enjoyed it. Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce.
Yes, and this is a new writer to us because this is her first book. So let's hope there are more, because I certainly enjoyed it. And she came across the idea when she was looking through an old magazine from 1939, apparently. She was looking at all the recipes and knitting patterns that there were in this magazine, but also at the problem pages and all that was presented of life at that time through those pages and those comments that people were writing in with. And I suppose that, you know, they're very different from what we'd see today, but there are also lots of similarities as well. And that's what she wanted to draw out in this book.
And I was going to say, and the young girl that is the sort of the central character, she's determined she's going to be a war journalist.
Yes.
But it doesn't quite work out, does it?
No. So it's all set in the war and the Blitz. And the young lady's called Emmeline or Emmy Lake. And yes, she wanted to be a journalist and particularly a war correspondent. She wanted to do something good and for the greater good. But she's currently working in a solicitor's office. And in her spare time, though, she's helping out with the fire service in London. So she is doing something for the cause. And then she sees an advert in the newspaper advertising a junior position at the Evening Chronicle. And she thinks this could be it. This could be a step on the ladder for her, the opportunity that she's been waiting for. So she swats up on all her current affairs with the help of her flatmate, who's called Bunty. And then she goes for the job and she gets it. So she's very excited. But then when she starts, it isn't quite what she thought. She's actually working for another publication, which is based in the same offices as the Chronicle, but it's actually a woman's magazine called The Woman's Friend. And in fact, Emmy is a typist, and she's helping the agony aunt, who's called Mrs. Bird, Mrs. Henrietta Bird. She's just typing up the letters for Mrs. Bird, so the ones that are going to go into print. But Mrs. Bird, Emmy soon finds out, has her own criteria for what is suitable to be printed. And it's quite restrictive. She has her whole list of topics and even words. They're in alphabetical order because there are so many of them. But Emmy can't actually pass on any of the letters that have any of these items in them. And it is quite restrictive. So the problems that Mrs. Bird deals with are very, very tame. And Emmy gets very frustrated with this quite quickly.
And she, I was going to say, she wants to write some. She actually does end up writing some. I don't know how much we should say without giving it away, really. But
yes, I think that's pretty key. I mean, there are lots of different elements that come up in the book, and we come across some of the problems that are presented and Emmy's responses to them as a person, and also as a young person wanting to engage with the people who she sees as troubled and, you know, trying to cope with life, which is very difficult in war-torn Britain, and it's particularly women as well. You know, you often hear about the men doing great things for the war cause, but actually what's happened to the women behind? And that's what Emmy wanted to do. She wanted to help the women cope with their personal problems, cope with dealing with being on their own with the men away. And in the end, yes, she decides that if Mrs. Bird isn't going to reply, then she's going to. And she does it personally to start with, and then she slips in some of her responses into the magazine, and of course she gets into hot water, and that's how the book develops.
So and there is also a love theme to this as well. It's just beautifully put, and later on you get a real picture and sense of how difficult it must have been living in London. I really enjoyed it. I thought the balance of humour, the balance of sort of poignancy, was really good.
It was. I think it's brilliantly done. I mean, you start off and it's very much jolly hockey sticks type thing. You're always looking on the bright side, making do, thinking things are tip top, even though it's obvious that it's not. And then as the book progresses, you find out little by little just how the war is affecting them and how the threat of bombs falling is just so powerful and so intense and so frightening. And it does affect their lives quite profoundly as we get towards the end of the book, which we won't say any more about.
No.
But it's a beautifully done book, I think, because as you say, there's this real humour there. It's really uplifting and inspiring, but you're never far away from the tragedy and, you know, the seriousness of the situation that they were in and what they were facing at that time.
Yeah. So if you didn't read it, I recommend you do read it. It's not a difficult read. It's a lovely read. And I look forward to reading it every time I picked it up to read. So Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce is the book. And do we know if she's got another one in the pipeline?
Apparently she's thinking about a sequel, and I think there's also plans for this to be either televised or made into a film, but you never know how long that takes, do
you? No, but I can see that it would make a great film as well. You can sort of see it, can't you?